This is a podcast from RNIB's Insight Radio.
The Royal National College for the Blind in Hereford has some forthcoming events that they'd like to tell you all about. Tim Broom joins us from the college. So, Tim, is it a busy time at the beginning of the year with all these events coming up?
Yeah, it is very busy at the moment. There's a lot of young potential students who are looking into the college. So we've got quite a few events coming up that gives them sort of taster sessions and activities here at the college. They can come and have a go and try some things out.
Now, the college specialises in educating people of all ages, really, with visual impairments, and they can do that also on a residential basis, is that right?
That's right, yeah. So we're a residential college for visual impairment, and our students are from the age of 16 to 65. So we've got an adult programme which is designed to get adults back into employment, but we've got a couple of events for younger people coming up over the next few months that will give them a good taster session to different activities and give them a chance to explore and discover more at the college.
All right, so tell us about some of these events.
Okay, the first one we've got coming up is a sports and fitness taster day on Monday the 15th of February. So this will give young people a chance to try lots of different sports, from blind football to judo to using our fitness suite, and even a chance to relax in our spa and massage facilities. That's been a nice day. That's for 13 to 17-year-olds.
Sounds fantastic. Very
yeah,
relaxing.
It's quite nice. Yeah, it's a good one. The next one we've got then on March the 9th is a careers fair. So this is a specifically designed for visually impaired young people. So it gives them a chance to come to RNC, where there'll be a large exhibition with education providers and higher education. So a lot of universities will be with us. We've got employment opportunities and self-employment opportunities. So a large number of national organisations will have exhibition stands to talk to young people about opportunities within their organisations. There's also guest speakers and workshops around dressing for success, interview techniques, applying for jobs, applying for university. So it gives young people quite a broad spectrum of almost life after school in a way and thinking about their future.
Some great events there, Tim. Now, we also have with us Lewis Smith, who's going to tell us about the Have a Go weekend. So how's that shaping up, Lewis?
Coming along fairly well, actually. The Have a Go weekend itself is for people to just come and experience the RNC, really, get a bit of a taster of what we get up to here in a day-to-day basis, really.
And when does that take place?
And that will take place on April 9th to 10th.
So people will get the chance to come along and really experience the whole college then, find out what's on offer education-wise, leisure, etc., and give them a feel, perhaps, for college life?
Yeah, what we aim to do is, within the 2 days that they're here, we aim to give them as much of a taste of everything as possible, really. We go from independent living skills to some of the subject areas as well, get a taste for what courses.
You're a student yourself, Lewis, so
yep.
Tell me a bit about you then. How did you end up at the RNC?
I was fully sighted up until about the age of 18, to which I was diagnosed with LHON, which is a genetic condition. That caused me to lose all my sight bar light perception, which is still a bit dodgy, and found out about the RNC through a few different support networks, like the Job Centre and things like that. Applied here and got my funding, and here I am, really.
Okay, so tell me about student life then. What do you do at the college?
We get up to a lot. Obviously, you have your day-to-day lessons, which is quite nice. You know, I do level 3 extended IT and a business subsidiary, Braille, just all general things, really. And it's enjoyable. It's lessons, but you're in smaller groups. You've got more time to cope with things. It's just a bit easier to get along with, really. It's a little less hectic, and it kind of helps you with the use of assistive tech and things like that. And on the weekends, go into town, do stuff up in halls. We've got quite a social floor, luckily.
All right. So tell me then, Lewis, when it came to looking at somewhere like the RNC, did the fact that it's a specialist college kind of seal the deal for you almost?
I think what really sealed it was when we came up for the first time, because there's obviously the stuff over the phone and you can look online and you can talk to people that have been there, but until you really come here yourself, you don't really realise the environment. I think the best way I could describe it was the first time I came here, it felt a bit bizarre really, because you kind of come in and you think it's a specialist line college, it's going to be a bit different, but to be honest, it's majoritively the same apart from perhaps a few aids for mobility. The actual lessons and the class is very much what you'd find in a normal school by the assistive techs. You really don't realise how well integrated it all is until you need to use it, really.
You get a lot of vocational training as well, Lewis, and you've been working on sort of setting up the Have a Go days.
Yes, as part of my business subsidiary, we've got to run a business event, which the Have A Go is going to be our sort of case study for. And we've been working with Tim. So me, George Jones and Callum Brennan have all been working on it together with Tim and Bick as well. And we're just trying to make it the best one we can, really, perhaps with a bit of student input, and see whether we can make a few changes that might make it a bit more enjoyable, hopefully.
Tim Lewis really kind of seals the deal almost. You know, he's came along to the college, he's been impressed with what's on offer, and there he is, you know, not just studying, enjoying the leisure facilities, but really getting involved on the business side and promoting kind of thing.
Yeah, and what's great about the college is that every younger learner has kind of got their own unique story to why they're at RNC and what their aims and their aspirations are for after RNC. The three students that are supporting on the Have A Go weekend all come to us at different stages in their sort of educational career. Some 16, some 18, some 20. Some are looking at more vocational courses to go into employment. Some, like Lewis, are looking at university. So that's what's great about RNC, is that everyone's got their own story why they're here, but they're all here for the same reason. It's to achieve and to move on afterwards.
Tim, just finally, if people would like to learn more about the college and some of the events you've got coming up, where can they get the details?
There's lots more information on the website. The website's www.rnc.ac.uk. Or give us a ring. Student inquiries number is 01432 376 621. And there's an email address, info@rnc.ac.uk.
Tim, good luck with the events. And for the moment, thanks to Tim and to Lewis for speaking with us on Insight Radio.
Thanks, Alan.
Thank you very much for having us on.
Thanks for listening to this podcast from RNIB's Insight Radio. For more podcasts, check out insightradio.co.uk.